me think, if somebody is listening to this and they think, ooh, I want to experience this lifestyle, can you think of any other things that you could tell them, you know, that would be a good principle? I love the things you said about have a bit of a structure, actually, when you get there. Get good quality support and have good quality software and everything. So, like, invest in yourself almost is what you're saying, actually. Is. And then go out and find friends, but actually be happy on your own.
Yes.
As well, which is a bit of a magic thing.
It is.
That some people can do.
Yes. I think on a practical level, if someone's thinking, you know, could I work from anywhere? Obviously, it depends on their business, you know. But if their business does lend itself to being all online, then I think there are some really important things to remember. I had an office full of paper and it took me quite a long time to scan it all, sort it all, set up a good cloud system so that I know exactly where everything is.
Yes.
And then get it all shredded, etc. So,
yes.
I mean, that you need time to do that and make sure that whatever system you set up, it's clear and organized and you can find a file as soon as you need it.
Yes.
And I think however much you get everything online and all your correspondence online, people still send you post.
Yep.
And so it's important that you've got somebody back home who can deal with your post for you. So that's really the practical thing.
Yes.
And if you're not sure, if you've done all that and you're not sure if it can work, then go away in your hometown for a few weeks. So, I don't know, do a house sit in your hometown. And
what a good idea.
Make sure you don't go back home and see if you can actually do it for a few weeks.
Yes.
Or if you've missed anything, or if you've left anything, or you've forgotten to scan something. And then you're kind of testing it out, but you're still at home if you have to go and get something.
Yes.
So that's one way of doing it.
So how do you scan stuff? Do you just have a handheld scanner? Or
yeah, I've got a...
I've got mine on a huge old printer. How do you print things?
Ah, well, if I'm driving, I have a little printer in the car.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Because most homeowners have a printer, it's not always that easy to connect up with it.
No.
So, yeah, I do that. And I have a scanner that, you know, can scan stuff fairly quickly.
Yes.
It's just a tiny thing, but it works okay.
Yeah.
And I also found when I was clearing out all my paperwork, I didn't need half of it anyway.
So. Well, it's really good you've just said this to me now, because I've got loads of old notes that I could get rid of. And in fact, I woke up this morning and looked at them and thought, you know, it's weighing me down. It's silly. Mm. There probably is some brilliance in there, but actually, you know, never mind. Maybe I'll think of something new.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Because the paper can just, it can take over your life if you're
it
not
can.
Careful.
It can. Yes. And I, you know, it was a real pleasure seeing, you know, I don't know, 50 or 60 empty ring binders when I'd finished it all.
Wow.
It was great. And I can't imagine why I had that much paper in the first place. But
you're quite conscientious and detail focused, you would have wanted to be very professional about it, equals paper, which of course it isn't really these days, is it?
Yes.
No. Do you have to keep your, you know, tax return? Because you're meant to physically keep that, aren't you?
Yes, I have got the last few years stuff in a tiny unit.
Yes.
Because, yeah, you have
you
to
do
keep
have to
that.
Keep that, don't you? Yes. You have to have actual physical paper.
Yes. Yeah. I have thought about just scanning all of it, but while it's there, it's there. So.
Yes.
And I'll probably also, never look at it.
Frankly, you know, the revenue will take a while to get round to scanning, probably, so you might as well give it to them in their way if they want it.
Yes,
kind of
yeah. Yes. So there are some considerations like that, you know, you need to think about. And, you know, documentation like your car registration document, you know, you need that as a physical thing. But there's, you know, there's not too much that you really need to have like that.
Yes, yes. I was flooded, as people who listen to this often know. And, I mean, I had to say goodbye to loads of my things for 9 months or so.
Mm.
I suddenly thought, oh, my gosh, I haven't got my... I forget what it was. It was something to do with the car. And I hadn't dreamt I was going to need it, but luckily it was all right. But, there's certain key stuff you need, isn't it? And the rest, really, we can let go. Well, it's most inspiring listening to you, I have to say. I think if you're listening and you want to be a digital nomad, you've had a very... Because I like the fact that you've kind of gone at it quite gently as well.
Yeah.
Organically.
I made... Yeah, it sort of evolved, I think. And then I, you know, once I made the decision, then it was simply a process of making sure that everything was working okay and I could do it. And then, you know, getting the house refurbished and rented out. And And it all came together.
Mm. And you give speeches about this
I give
care.
Talks about yep. care funding
yes.
at events and conferences. And I obviously, you know, work that in with my travels. And
quite.
If I know I'm speaking at a conference here, I'll make sure I'm here.
Yes.
And I really enjoy that.
Yes. So, yes, because that's lovely. And that's another, I mean, seeing a lot of people is great, isn't it?
It's yes.
And you get a lot of feedback as well.
Yes.
About, you know, this, you're like in a sort of Cinderella, you're doing a Cinderella thing and suddenly, ooh, you're, there you are, talking about it more and standing up for the underdogs.
Yes, and I just love being able to talk to people about something they weren't aware of.
Yes.
And just knowing that when you've left, they will be able to do their research and, you know, they'll know what they didn't know.
Yes, absolutely. And you've given them the leg up.
Hmm.
Yeah. So do you find this work more satisfying than what you've done before?
Yes, I'd say it's more rewarding and more emotionally difficult because I've been through it myself sometimes, because I'm reading all the time about the most awful
ghastly things yes.
And that can be hard, but the knowing the difference I'm making, I hope, is hugely rewarding. And being able to use my skills to make that happen is massively rewarding.
Yes, quite. And in some respects, if you just thought, oh dear, here's another sob story, you know, it might be time to do something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's a compliment to you that it does distress you, actually.
I suppose you're right, in a way. It's a good thing that it does.
No, it is.
I would hate to get to the point where, you know, I just...
It would be time to do something else or whatever. Yes. And would you ever consider, you know, employing other people or that kind of thing? Or are you quite happy?
Certainly not at the moment.
No.
I mean, I outsource a lot
of
things, and that seems to work well.
Yes, good. Yeah. Well done. Well, I suspect it's because you're pretty organised and you've got a clear sense of what's going on, and therefore that's why you can make it work.
And
you're probably quite organised to start with,
yes.
Whereas an awful lot of business people are not at all.
Yes, and I think that is vital.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of things that you can't necessarily control in this lifestyle.
Yes.
And so you have to be on top of your work, on top of your systems and everything else.
Well, it's been such a pleasure talking to you, Angela.
Oh, my pleasure.
I'm hoping you're going to start a digital nomad-y type blog.
I am.
Good. Have you got a title for that yet or not?
No, I've got two in my head, but I'm not sure which one.
Do you want to tell us?
One is Travelling Raw.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
One may just be my name. So, not quite sure yet.
Yes. Those are two huge decisions, aren't they?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, it needs to be right.
Yes.
But not too right that I take ages deciding.
No. No, maybe you just need one more sleep.
Yeah, maybe.
And it'll work out for
you. I'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I shall expect here tomorrow. Lovely. Well, if anybody's interested in finding out about NHS support for somebody in a care home, you can go to www.caretobedifferent.co.uk. And as we said earlier, Angela's on Twitter under caretbdifferent, which can confuse you, but do not fear. It's all absolutely fine. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening, and thank you to Angela for coming in. It's been really, really great. I will be back with you next week when we will be in March. So all sorts of exciting things. I just think this is a great time of year, and it's a great time of year for creating new connections. So I look forward to the pleasure of your company. And we'll finish with another song, which actually I didn't know at all, which is a choice of yours. It's Annie Get Your Gun from Squeeze. So I'll be with you back next week. And this has been Jean Wolfe on The Biz Buzz Show, 97.5 and www.marlowfm.co.uk.